Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thanks again for listening, as always, tuning in to the Laurie Cadden Show. I thank you so much. And, Jewel, how was your week? How are you doing? What's going on?
Busy week, a little crazed today, as I think you can kind of share that feeling, but overall good. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm good, but you always share the good stuff and the bad stuff too. And I lost a dear friend of mine this week. Well, last week, the day after we taped, it happened the day before the remembrance walk for hospice. That was, he died on the 26th, and the hospice walk was the next day. There was a little posting on the digital part of the Scranton Times, and then on Tuesday, or it was in the paper, and it's Dr. Mike Aluzzi, otherwise known as Dr. Mike. He was the executive director of the Everhart Museum for a few years, which is where I met him because I was working there when he started. And he and I became fast friends, and we remained that way right through the end. He's just been one of the dearest friends to me. He loves my children. He's a good friend to Meyer. His whole family I've gotten to know and adore them. His mom was still alive when we met, and matter of fact, his mom told my son Tommy when we went to see her in the hospital one day, and his mom said, "I know I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I always secretly hope that your mom would marry my Michael." And Mike's like, "Mom," and he's like, "I know." She's like, "I know, Tommy," and he said that. Tommy's like, "That's okay, Mrs. Aluzzi. She was a doll. I absolutely loved her. Mike took good care of her at the end of her life." And Mike's sister Martha, who I love, and he has so many aunts, and I got to know all of them, and his cousins. They're just, and his Mike's wonderful friends. That he's just, he was a wonderful, wonderful guy. I most recently saw him because he was actually in a nursing home for a few years, and he had a stroke, and just some issues, and but Sean and I, when he came in September, we went over to visit. I got him one of his favorite hoagies from Papa's, which was a tuna grinder, and he loved Catalano's hoagies, and I would pick up things, and right through COVID, I would drop stuff off for him and things that he needed, mostly food, and but we talked all the time, and he was just one of my dearest friends, and if I ever needed to remember something, I would call and say, Mike, what was this? And he'd remember everything or talk about the past in some way. It just made me feel better. And he was just someone who, if you ever wondered, you knew someone, you were so connected to them, but you wondered, I guess you don't really think about it this way, but one thing I can tell you, I knew, I 100% certain how much Mike Eluzzi loved me. And to know that you're loved like that by a friend is just a wonderful feeling. And that was just something that I knew. It was just obvious. And I loved him back, and I will miss him greatly. And so his funeral is Saturday morning. Friday night is the viewing, and Saturday, a little bit after the show is over, will be his funeral. And I'm heartbroken, yet I know he's in a better place, and I just love him dearly, and he's been wonderful to me. Julie, you know how the writing you do for me, he used to do that when I was a young girl and hate to write, hate it. I like to talk. And he would do a lot of my writing for me. So I was thinking about that. He's been off the hook now for a couple of years, Jewel, because I found you. So just so you know, but he was great. I loved him. And then last night we were also, Meyer and I went down to Old Forge to the funeral home to visit Mr. Al Liberatore Sr., who was 103 years old, and he was a delightful guy and so involved in all he did. He went to Arts for Life. He was at UNC. He was just everywhere there was something to do. He painted. He was just a delightful guy. And I just love his son, Al, and he has two daughters, Debbie and Anne Marie, and he's just a great guy. And so we went down, and you just look at it, 103 years, and Mike just turned 70. So you just don't know. But anyway, so this seems to be that's what's been going on in the end of my week this week, Jewel. So all I'm saying to everyone is hold on tight, enjoy every moment, and just be grateful because you just don't know. And then, like I said, to go to 103, when I looked up at his name and the date of his birth, 2022-2025, that's just amazing. I'm like, oh my God, when you look at it like that. And then his daughter, Anne Marie wrote the poem about the dash, which is the years you live in between the day you're born and the day you die, and how you should reflect on what that dash represents. And in his case, that's an awful big dash, if you know what I mean, Jewel. So hats off to you. Godspeed, Mr. Liberatore. You were a great guy, and you have a great family. And the same to my beloved Dr. Michael J. Eluzzi. It's not Jay. I used to call him Michael J. It's actually Michael C. Chambers for his mom. That was his mom's maiden name. So, Julie. But the walk was beautiful. And again, it's all about remembrance. All about remembrance. Am I out of time, Jewel? Because I went on and on.
No, you're not. We still have a couple minutes. So.
Thank God. I didn't know when we did.
I was sorry to hear about Dr. Mike, and I actually met him when I first started in the newspaper business many years ago, and I was at the Abington Journal, and he was so kind to me because I was really green, and I do believe he was one of the first people that granted me an interview. And you never forget who's so nice to you when you're just starting out. And he was very kind, and our paths crossed a few times. Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry about your friend, Laurie, and I know he was a great person. And this is hard, but I think it's nice that you were able to honor his memory at the walk. The timing of that was just right, you know?
It was. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't know. Meyer showed me there was a little piece online, because I didn't, you know, it was the day after. I didn't want to do that unless but then when he showed me, I took the bib out and I wrote Mike's name on it. We do a sponsorship every year for my mom, so I was doing that, was out for her anyway, but I just wanted to do that because it just made me feel connected. And there's something about writing that name and attaching it to your, the back of your, whatever you're wearing, and just know they're right there with you. So, but it was a beautiful day. We had about 800 people, Julie. It was such a wonderful, wonderful time. It always is. It's very thoughtful and reflective, and I love it. And everybody just, and big shout out to Teresa Osborne, because she had a 39, she had the largest group. She had a group of 39 with her to walk in honor of the Osborne Schiappa family. So, and they're also a sponsor of ours, which is just unbelievable. And so we thank them for that. But it was great. The food was great from Mansour's, and just everybody. Fidelity was there with their ice cream truck. They're also a sponsor. So it was, Diane did a great job. Dr. Bucci was there. And Sarah Mountain did a nice little, who works in our, as a spiritual director at hospice. And she was lovely in her words. So it was just a great time. And of course, it's the presenting sponsor is the Wright Center. And Kara Seitzinger was with us. She's in one of those photos, Jewel. And Kara spoke eloquently and beautifully, as she does. And it was just a lovely time. And then, of course, the queen of all queens, our honorary chair, is Stacey Lang from WNEP. She was there, and she always speaks about her dad and her two lovely children, and Jake Stevens, her husband, and her mom. And they're just a wonderful family, and the children are gorgeous. And then Diane Baldy did her great work that she always does, because I tell her all the time, it starts at the top, kiddo. So hats off to a job well done for Hospice of the Sacred Heart at the annual remembrance walk at McDade Park. And thank you to the County of Lackawanna, because it was big. Frankie Stevens did a great job, and it was just wonderful. So thanks. And that's all I have, Jewel.
Well, that's okay, because we're out of time.
There we go. All righty. Well, we will be back. We have Marianne Moran Savakinas coming up next to talk about a great event for the Historical Society. And then after that, we have Holly Sirachi from ERA OneSource. So we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Julie. And with us is Mary Ann Moran Sabakinis, who is the Executive Director of All Things Lackawanna, otherwise known as the Lackawanna Historical Society. Mary is here because one of the fundraisers for the society is an amusement night that's coming up at Sedell's, and Marianne is here to talk about it. In full disclosure, I am a board member and a very proud board member of the Lackawanna Historical Society. And as I say to Marianne all the time, and it's true, Marianne, do you want to be the executive director of every organization? Because she just said such a wonderful job. So, Mayor, welcome, and let's talk about how good this event is for you.
Thank you. It's good to hear both of you. We're talking about the Night of Amusements, which is coming up on its third year. We started it as a way to do kind of a different fundraiser for the Historical Society. And it really began because the owner of Sedell's restaurant, Richard Sedelnik, he said to me, "You're a nonprofit. You know what? You should do a casino night." And I thought, I don't know if that's really something our members would be into, but then we started to think about it and we thought if we turned it into kind of a Victorian themed fair that had games of chance, maybe we could do something in that line, but do it with a little bit of a historic twist to it. And it's kind of evolving every year. It gets a little bit better, and people are starting to remember it and ask about it and come out for it. And it really is a fun night, just kind of a laid back way to come out and enjoy a Sunday evening.
Yeah, so talk about the date, how much it is, how you can get, I mean, is there a limit as to how many people, Marianne, or is it just pretty much open, and how do they get tickets or pay for what they have to do at the door or not? Let them know all that stuff too.
Okay, well, it is open to the public. It's on October 12th, which is a Sunday. It's the Sunday of the holiday weekend, so we figured people might be up for an evening out. It runs from 5:30 to 8:30. It's at Sedell's Restaurant in North Scranton, and the admission is $20 unless you're a member of the Historical Society, and then you get a little discount. We appreciate people buying tickets in advance, but it's not necessary. You could buy tickets at the door. We haven't hit a limit yet as far as the space in the restaurant because it's outside and inside. So there's a lot of room for people to move around. And you can join through our website. Tickets are available, or you can call us to find out how to get the link. But it's LackawannaHistory.org to find it on a calendar, and then there's a link to purchase tickets there. And we will be running games of chance, as I said. We'll have a big six wheel. We'll have kind of a poker interactive game of poker. We'll have fortune tellers. This is where it gets a little more fair, Victorian-y. We'll have four different fortune tellers through the night, and we'll also have an oddities exhibit this year that we just added to it. And one of our newer games of chance is the human slot machine. So that's actually, instead of pushing a button and watching the wheels turn around, you have three individuals centered in front of you, moving their hands and picking up different things as the games go through.
Oh my God. Wow. Mayor, how do the fortune tellers go over? That must be, like, because I'm into that. I love all that stuff. But how does the average Joe like those? Or do you see people kind of, I don't really want, I'll go over and do this, and I'll do the poker, and I won't go there? Or is it kind of a mixed bag of interest?
Surprisingly, I think the fortune tellers are one of the most popular pieces of the night. And we didn't realize that when we started this. So the first year we had two fortune tellers. One of them lost her voice by the end of the night because she did the full 3 hours of fortune reading. And so now we've got, as I said, we've got four fortune tellers. So we put them on shifts so that they don't overdo themselves. But we've had lines for them where people want to come in.
What, honey?
We've had lines for the fortune tellers. Yes.
I love it. I love that. Well, Mayor, I'm coming and I'm going to tell you, I'll be in one of those lines because I love it. I think it's great. So when that happened and you guys decide, you know, and it's discussed, and when something becomes something that sticks for the Historical Society, you know it in your bones, I guess, because most people do. What did you feel like when this thing worked to the way it did, and then the second year happened, and now we're going on the third year? How does it look? Like, how do you think, is it getting bigger every, like the last two, has it gotten, well, the first one, second one was better than the first? And of course, because you had to clearly add some fortune tellers, but what's the mood about that? And how do you know as an executive director, you know what, I think this has legs and we could add this. And are there other things you're thinking about possibly adding for next year, say?
Well, we haven't thought too much about next year yet, but we do think it has legs. We think it's something that can catch on because it's different. It's not something everybody's offering. And we do it in October because we invite people to dress in period costume or in carnival fair or something like that because it's in the season of Halloween that we're moving into. So that's really one of the reasons we were excited about adding this oddities exhibit this year. And as it turns out, the person who was going to loan us his oddities exhibit, he had to call me yesterday and had something come up and canceled. But we have excellent partners, and that's what kind of really runs my engine, is when people say yes to us at the last minute. So I called the Everhart. I'm sure you are aware that they're bringing in a vampire exhibit for the month of October.
Yes.
So they're going to loan us some of their vampire artifacts from the Vampa Museum in Doylestown, and we're going to use that as our oddities exhibit, in addition to some items that are going to be loaned to us from Josh Balls, who's, most people know him in town as the guy who owns the Ritz Theater, but he also owns Strange and Unusual down in Kingston. So we're kind of playing off that Halloween theory and, you know, a little bit of a creepier side to kind of match what's going on with the fortune tellers and building a little bit more on that theme. And then the gambling, we're hoping will continue to catch on a little bit more every year. As I said, I don't think our members are necessarily the gambling crowd, but they're kind of getting into it and learning the games every year. So I think it's getting a little better every year, and we just keep adding on to it. And the other side of it is Siddell's Restaurant. The ticket price includes carnival themed fare. So Richie has made pulled pork, empanadas. I think he talked about Texas wieners this year. So there's always some fun food to eat, too, while you're enjoying the activities.
And I guess it's a cash bar, right?
It is a cash bar. So the ticket price really
kind of
covers the amusements. And then you use your cash to gamble.
Yes. And I think that's neat because it also opens it up that if you're a drinker and you want to drink, you can buy it. If you don't, it doesn't cost the ticket. It's not included in the cost, and the tickets are a good price, so that works. But, Marianne, what I'm curious about, because God knows I always said, Marianne, anything that is no longer alive and things doing, Marianne is all about that. That's why she's the perfect person in this position. But, Mayor, how do you know, like, to do the kind of research, like, to know what a Victorian-type fair would be? I mean, how was that, how did you guys, did you and Sarah look at that and say, hey, these are things we could probably add that people would still find interest in today? Like, how did you determine what works in that realm?
So the first year we did some research. We went into, you know, some Google searches just to find out, you know, what a traditional Victorian fair might have looked like. And it's not really a defined thing because they had all kinds of different activities that they did to amuse themselves, which is how we ended up on the title Night of Amusements, because yes, they had gambling casinos, or they had, you know, the seances and things like that. And at one point we were going to try to do a seance, Lori, for My Love of the Dead, but that would be too complicated with a lot of moving parts. but we just thought there's this whole kind of Victorian tradition of wanting to know about the unknown or the unusual. So that's kind of what we jumped into as far as that. And then we always have had members who enjoy dressing in period costume. Jennifer Ackman is one of our fortune readers, and she has been doing all kinds of decades through the years. She ran our Civil War ball back in the day, so she'll be there. And then everybody else, as I said, if they feel like dressing in what they think, you know, a traditional casino night would have looked like or an old carnival, they can do that. It's just really, like, as I said, a night to just kind of be laid back and enjoy some amusement.
Yeah, I think it's cool, and it's not done. You know, not every, you know, I don't know anyone else who does this kind of thing. And I think this is fun because you're out supporting a good cause. The Historical Society, of course, is one of the best causes. And the fact that we, you know, you tie in some of that old-fashioned stuff to the current day of raising funds for it, I think it's great. And, of course, Richie always does a great job at Siddell's. He's just always been such a true friend to us at the Historical Society. So, like, big shout out to him. So if you're thinking about going out and you want to have a nice dinner, stop over at Siddell's because they still have that patio, which Marianne was saying, it's indoor and outdoor. And it's really nice. The last time I was there, Marianne was at a fundraiser, a political fundraiser, and you were there, and it was great. It was a really good, really neat way to have both the inside and the outside and mill about, and it was very easy to get in and out. So the layout of that situation there is great. So I think it's the perfect place. But what I'm thinking too, Marianne, maybe you need to look at the possibility down the road of just a plain old seance by itself someday. That'd be cool. I think you got to think that way, Mayor. You and your, oh, God, we teased when Marianne was on The View, Julie, we were talking to Marianne about, and I'm like, Marianne only likes like everything that's no longer existing. She knows all about this, that. It's all very spooky. And some of this stuff is that goes along with all this stuff is, you know, even with these, the all of your friends in this community and the people that all seem to lump together in like, this is really neat stuff. I mean, people, there are so many clubs and different things out there. Because, Mayor, don't we do something else with that society? I can't think of the name of it. Help
yes.
me with that.
Yes, it's the Wyoming Valley Ghost Tour. Great supporters of local history. And they do paranormal investigations here at the Catlin House a few times a year. And they do them at other local history sites around northeastern PA. And they're very specific about doing a tour with their group before they actually do the investigation. They want to impart the history of the buildings to them before they do the tours. So they're great friends and they're very good supporters. And if we ever wanted to do a seance, I think they could probably help us out because they have a lot of contacts that do things like that. We have talked about doing a murder mystery dinner with them in the future too. So yeah, we're not afraid to do something different.
No, I know you're not. And and anything, Julie, anything that has to do with any of that stuff, Marianne, all you have to do is call and say, anything that you've got, I'm calling to talk about a dead situation, and Marianne is right there. She doesn't know how it's going to end, but she's going to talk to you about it because it's just her. But I think that's great. So we've already uncovered now a few things that we're going to push forward, Marianne, with this great organization. But I kid you not, the organization is a phenomenal, phenomenal place. It is run by Marianne with the help of Sarah Pacini as the assistant executive director, and Olivia, how about me? Her name's escaping me.
Bernardi.
It's a small but mighty group of employees and many, many, many wonderful volunteers. So a big, big thank you to all the people who come and support this organization and volunteer, because, Mayor, without them, you wouldn't be able to do what you do. It's just a great place to be and be part of. It's great. So I thank you for that. Thank you for all the work you do. And Marianne, how about if someone wants to become a member of the Historical Society? Can you run down quickly the amounts for the memberships?
I can. We have several levels of membership. It starts at $45 for an individual, and then it goes up to family level, organizational level, contributing. But everything can be found on the membership page on our website, which is LackawannaHistory.org. But before you close, Laura, if I could just acknowledge the sponsors for this event, just because
sure,
we do
go
have
ahead.
Probably... We probably have more than 25 volunteers helping us with this night alone, because obviously the fortune tellers are volunteers, the people who work the games, you know, everybody who's coming to help set up and things like that. But then we also have some great sponsors behind this who have been with us since the beginning. Our ringmaster is Toyota of Scranton. The chair of the event and also one of the sponsors is Delita Walton. We have People's Security Bank helping us out with the Games of Chance. The fortune tellers are supported by our media sponsors, who are Lamar Advertising and Posture Interactive. We have a juggler. I didn't even mention that Rob Smith will be there as our juggler. Net Credit Union is sponsoring him. And our human slot machine, because it's new this year, we're letting our sponsorship name be the Sovereign Commercial Services, Doug Fink, an amazing supporter of the Lackawanna Historical Society. And our oddities exhibits are going to be sponsored by Center City Print. So we've got some great people behind us, as well as all of the local businesses who have donated gift cards to us. And there's too many of those to mention. But, you know, you call any local restaurant or local business, and they're more than willing to just donate a gift card or two for events like this. So we're always grateful to the community for standing behind us.
There you go. Well, you got them all in, kids. So look forward to it. If you want, call, look up the Historical Society, Mayor, that email address again.
LackawannaHistory.org. Oh, that's our website. Our email is LackawannaHistory@gmail.com.
Okay. There we go. And so go and visit, go and, you know, help them out. It's October 12th at Sedell's Did you say time again?
5:30 to 8:30.
Right. I was going to say 5 to 8. That's why I stopped. All right, 5:30 to 8:30. There, and it's $20. So go on. Have some fun and support the Lackawanna Historical Society. All right, Mayor. We will see you back. I'll see you then, but I'm sure I'll see you before him. But thank you for your time. My love to Bob. And
we'll see you soon, okay? Okay.
Thank you, Lori.
All right, everybody.
You're welcome, honey. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Lori Cadden Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Lori Cadden Show, and I am Lori Cadden, the owner of Lori Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with us and with me is Julie D. Immel, who is the producer of this fine show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, you know what you're going to say. Go ahead, baby.
Thanks, Lori. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. And with us is another lovely lady. Miss Holly Sirachi, who we like around here. Hal's been on for a while, and we're loving it. And Holly is an associate broker with ERA, One Source Realty, in Clark Summit is where Holly's office is. But there are 5 offices in 10 counties and about 80-some agents, so they're all over the place. And Holly's here. We're going to talk about some new and interesting stuff about listing your home when it goes on the market, whether you should decorate for holidays and how that works and what to do with it. So, Holly, welcome, and this is an exciting topic. So I'm eager, as a real estate agent and not knowing this, because I really don't, I'm on as a referring agent only right now, I don't know this, and so it's exciting. So welcome, and let's get into it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glad to be here. Yeah, so I'll start off by saying when I was asked to serve on the board, I gladly accepted and, went up through the executive chain and eventually became president. And through those years, you don't know what you don't know, right? So I'm learning. Obviously, we all know the basic rules and what have you and how to best serve the public and our members. And something I came across I thought was very odd, and there was a rule made, not locally, but nationally, that if you market, if you put a sign in someone's yard or put a post on social media, your home has to be in the MLS within 24 hours. And sometimes I had clients that weren't necessarily ready. It was kind of like a coming soon type situation, but the AE at that particular time said, well, no, it has to be there. And I said, well, wait a minute. What if a seller wants to put a sign in their yard and never put it in the MLS? And he said, nope, that's not allowed. And I said, what do you mean it's not allowed? And he said, well, according to our rules, these are the rules. And I said, okay, I understand that, but shouldn't we be serving the client's wishes? And so, yeah. So that, right there, the option was removed from the seller. And I just thought that was so foreign to me, because my client, the seller, was paying me. So if they said,
right,
this is what I want, I had a fiduciary responsibility to respect that. So I was kind of a little
right.
taken aback that these rules were getting in the way. Well, things have changed. And now there's an option for the seller to, if they should want to exercise something of that nature, they can, it's called delayed marketing, but I think exempt marketing is a better word. They can put it in the MLS if they want and not put it on the internet, or they can choose to just market it within the company. And that's their prerogative.
Wow.
Now, the caveat to that is, they have to sign another form. The real estate agent cannot make that decision on their own. It's the seller's decision. And then we have to, send it into our board and what have you. But I was very happy to hear this, because it put the decision making back into the hands of our client. Now, that being said,
mm-hmm.
what is the advantage of that? Depends on the market. As I mentioned to you before, not that we have a lot of celebrities looking in our area, but you might have someone that's well known that maybe doesn't want their information out there for a multitude of reasons. And they say,
right.
hey, don't put it on the internet because of whatever the situation is. Obviously, usually it's somebody more well known that wants to be private. They know people are going to come through their house and what have you, but they have a little bit more control over who's coming through their house and who sees their information. And so now they can exercise that option again.
Wow. So, Holly, do most people bring that up? Do agents let them know ahead of time? Or is it if don't ask, don't tell kind of thing? Or does it depend on the agent?
Well, it just happened in September. And so it's kind of like we just had a meeting about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and, you know, this is why it was such a pleasure for me to, you know, serve on the board and be president of our board, because I was in the know. I mean, I went to Harrisburg 3 times a year to listen to the rules and different committees and documents and what have you, all the changes. And people don't understand just how much thought goes into every form, every decision. And it's not only to protect the public, but it's to protect the real estate agent as well, in terms of making the right decision for the client. So this just happened. And, you know, most people want their property out there to the masses to get the best
right.
money and terms. But you might have a situation where that client says, no, that's not what I want. You know, this is my number. I'm very comfortable with asking this. And that's that. So I thought that, but again, for me, I want the client to dictate the rules, not
right.
NAR, PAR. And, you know, I think that they should, what their wishes are we should be serving them and not anything else. So now we have that option.
And I think that's absolutely 100% true. I mean, there's so many things that go along with that, with the client, you know, if it's the seller who's ever paying, you know, for this service. It should be up to them. What I'm fascinated by is, and I never really thought about that, of course, you know, things have changed with how these things go on the internet. You can see it so quickly. Other than, I mean, Holly, when I started 30 some years ago, you had a book. It was an MLS book, and you had a little picture of the house.
Yep.
You know, and it just showed what it was. It was bizarre when I think about it. It's bizarre. Oh my God,
yeah.
Unbelievable! But
yeah.
when it comes to this, when the clients, now that they know this, so did they, was there ever much concern in prior conversation for just privacy or in just in general? Like, I just don't feel like I want my house out there for people to gawk or to do whatever. Did they talk about that before this to you, or has it never really been an issue, but because you were a little more privy by being on the board and knowing these things, that now you feel like, oh, this is great because it goes to help anyone who doesn't want this to happen?
I haven't had it in the past, I don't know, definitely 5 years, probably a little bit before that. I have had clients say to me, hey, listen, do you have a client? Does anybody in your company have a client? We really just don't want people coming through our home. And, you know, we'd like to limit the amount of people. We just don't want people in our business and, you know, what have you. The past 5 years, I had one person. They were like, and it was only because of their son that they were, you know, he was emotional with the move and what have you. But usually it doesn't happen that often. And I understand, you know, they want to keep everybody honest and, you know, do what's in the best interest of the client. And if it's, you know, putting it in the MLS and or on the internet and, you know, getting it out to the masses to get them, again, the most money and the best terms, 100%, I agree with that. But if the client decides what's in their best interest is something a little bit more low-key, they should have that option. It doesn't happen that often. It really doesn't, but they have the option.
And then, Holly, while you're on that subject, too, can you talk a little bit about the board and how that works, meaning just how you're elected, selected, how often that changes, that just like a thumbnail sketch of what it's like? Because I
think so
to your point about some of it. Yeah, great. Go ahead.
So we always want people to serve. My term is up. I served 5 years. You first run for a position. If a position for the board opens up, you run for the position. And sometimes there's, you know, you're the only one. Sometimes there's two people. Sometimes there's many people. And if you're elected, you serve on the board for a year. And if you decide that, you know, maybe you'd like to pursue moving up through the executive line, you can do that after a year. And then what you would do then is give up your seat. Usually it's every situation is different. It might be 2 years or 3 years, because if someone moves up and they've already served a year, they only have 2 years left, and then you'd be filling that position. But if you're starting from scratch, it would be a 3-year position.
Okay.
And I was always very interested in that, but ironically enough, I didn't want to be president. I said, well, can someone else do it when it,
wow.
Guys, I felt like it was a big, huge responsibility. And I wasn't quite sure that I was comfortable, even though I had been licensed for, you know, whatever it was at that time, 19 years. I was nervous. I was anxious, you know, because you're now serving, you know, 700 plus of your peers and responsible for everything. And so I did it. I loved it. It's a major, major, major commitment in terms of the executive committee. Running on the board, it's just meetings, you know, once a month. Not too bad, but, you know, there's a lot of travel and what have you as you move up to the executive line.
I love it. Well, I think it's so good to do those things. And Holly, one more really, because you knew a little bit more than the average person may know just because of that position. And I think all of that is great. But also talk about, just because we tease this, should you or should you not decorate for the holiday?
I always tell everybody, you know, listen, for my clients, you know, the holidays for most people are such a special time, right? If it's one room or two rooms, I'll send the photographer back. You know, I'll have that room photographed or what have you. And listen, at the end of the day, what looks better than a you know, night shot of Christmas decorations during the holidays for somebody that's selling their home? It's just so warm and inviting and, you know, all the things. So I think that's a nice asset and no big deal. So send the photographer out, you know, January 3rd or 4th or what have you, take another front picture. But enjoy your life. Don't disrupt your enjoyment, you know, for a photograph.
That's right. There you go. So you can always ask, can the photographer come back when the holiday's over and get the rest of them? So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Because I know, Holly, there's times when you look online and there are rooms that are missing and no one is saying where they are, and I'm thinking, oh, they must be going back for those. So that always works. But all right. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate your time, Holly, as always. Thank you. Thank you. And we will see you soon. And everyone else out there, we thank you for listening. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, so have a good one, and we'll see you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.